Maggie from the Positude Show. Tonight's show will be a Positude powwow. And because of some suggestions by somebody that I'm working with in social media, I had to open up some new sites, Instagram, Twitter, things like that. She felt that it would be a good approach for me to be able to reach more people for the work that I do. And the first thing that I noticed, particularly with Instagram, is there is a very high volume of traffic of people who are very obviously using fake profiles in an attempt to either get money or phone cards, or sometimes it's just primarily for a sexual nature that they'll contact you. And because of this, and because of some feedback that I've gotten from some of the people on my Facebook and by private message, and some of my listeners that actually had seen my post, they contacted me privately and said, listen, I've been taken advantage, or a girlfriend of mine was taken for thousands of dollars by these people. And so I decided to do some investigative work for the past couple of weeks and go in and actually engage some of these people that were obviously fake profiles to see what kind of information that I could get from them, to see if I could develop some patterns, some keywords that they use. What are their MOs? How do they go about taking advantage of people, primarily women, and women who are empathetic, sympathetic, that they feel would be easy targets? And I found some very interesting information along the way. Some of it actually, which very much unsettled me when I talked to a couple of veterans and also my friend Jennifer from Soldier's Heart, who's going to join me a little bit later, insofar as not that these people using primarily fake soldiers' profiles, they're not just creeps looking for money. In some cases, they could actually be people that are working with terrorist organizations to get money to use your money for their nefarious purposes. So I think that it's very important. I think it's something that needs to come out. I'm hoping that this show will help some people. And depending on how we roll, we actually might do a two-part series on this. In the next episode, I would bring in a victim so that you can hear in her own words what she's had to endure, what she's gone through, and also maybe give us some more pointers on what to look for. And also a buddy of mine that's a vet that will come on and tell you in his own words why these social media sites are fraudulent. You know, a lot of these profiles are fraudulent, and how soldiers really contact their loved ones, their family. And the fact that, as Jennifer will also, she'll talk about later, you know, they don't, typically they just don't ask you for money. That's not how they roll. Not anybody with morals and values anyway. Not anybody that's a legitimate U.S. soldier. So to get started, immediately what I found is, particularly on Instagram, one of the things that struck me is, because I am a dinosaur with social media, most of you that know me or have listened to previous shows know that I don't engage in it a lot. It's not my thing. It's not something that I wanted to do. I wasn't really crazy about the fact that they wanted me to put personal pictures of myself up on my site for several reasons. One is because I'd been severely interview trolled before. Another reason is because I get hit on a lot. And also because of the spiritual warfare work that I do, it's just not conducive to my kind of work to put a lot of pictures of myself up there, because people who engage in spell work and witchcraft will take that picture and use it against you sometimes. So there are lots of reasons I didn't want to put my picture up there, you know, do the whole profile thing. But, you know, to be able to reach more people and to be able to help more people, my social media person and also my producer has been pushing me for a couple of years, you need to do this. So there you go. Instagram. That was the biggest social media site that I noticed. Immediately, I was just getting tons and tons of followers. And almost instantaneously, it seemed, they would be asking me, they would message me, and, you know, little hearts, hi, how are you, hello gorgeous, hello beautiful. And so I started to engage. I started to become involved with some of these people by messaging them and corresponding with them to try and figure out how they operated. And most of them were pretending to be U.S. soldiers. I did have some instances of people that I had talked to that claimed to be from suffering third world countries, claimed to be starving, needed money for food, things like that. I actually had a kid that told me that it was his birthday. He messaged me, happy, today's my birthday. And I'm an orphan and I'm supporting my three or four siblings. Well, when I went onto his social media site, I noticed that he had posted 3 weeks earlier that day was his first day. And he had, you know, very good clothes on. There were pictures where he had two sets of headsets, one black, one white, brand new white sneakers on, pictures of him in his band rehearsal, looked to be like a warehouse or a basement. You know, very well-dressed, good-looking kid were at least the pictures that he had posted. And so, you know, in the course of conversation, of course, it didn't take more than a day or two for him to ask me for money. And one thing that I noticed on his and also on a lot of these fake soldier profiles is they claim to be very religious. They actually prey on, and I hate to say this, but they prey on Christianity. So he was posting, you know, things about God and talking about God and, you know, how he had prayed for somebody to help him. And he thought that God sent me to him and I was going to help him to be able to afford food for his starving family. When I pressed the issue, as we conversed more and more, I actually got him to admit that he was by himself, that there were no siblings. He did try at one point to tell me, though, that his parents actually were killed in a car accident on the way back from church. When I questioned his pictures and I said, boy, you look pretty well dressed. You've got lots of nice equipment. You know, he said to me, well, look at the dates on the pictures. They were a year ago. I lost my parents just recently. They're very smooth. They have a pattern that they use to take advantage of people, primarily women, and they'll just go with it. And they're really good at what they do. So eventually I just, you know, I got sick of corresponding with him and I just outed him. But one of the things that I found pretty interesting was I said to him, you know, okay, so if you're starving, I'll send you a box of food. What's your address? Well, it'll take 2 weeks to get here and the shipping will cost you more than the food. Why don't you just send me the money? I need the money. Can you send me $50? Sorry, I can't afford to send you $50. Can you send me $20? And I said, well, how would that work? By the time I mailed it to you, of course, playing innocent, by the time I mail it to you, it's going to take 2 weeks to get to you, you know, if you're starving. And he was like, well, hold on, let me research that. Instantly, he came up with a PayPal account. So these guys have all the means set up for you to instantly send them money. They have the PayPals. They have, you know, these private accounts set up to where you can just deposit money, or they'll ask you to buy a phone or a gift card and scratch off the numbers and take a photo so that they have instant access to it. They're players, but they're players of a much more dangerous nature, I feel, because they do. They prey on women. They prey on what I found primarily Christian women. The pattern that I noticed with soldiers and these people, as I said, is typically there'll be a post or two about God. They'll have a picture of a Bible. They'll tell me that they're praying. They were praying for help. Some of the guys will tell you, oh my gosh, we connect so well. I feel like we were meant for each other. I didn't want to get involved in a relationship. A lot of them with the fake soldier profiles will pretend to be widows. And so what are some of the things that we look for? Well, with the soldiers and also with the other guys, but what I found mostly with the soldiers is they'll tend to use two first names, Michael Paul, John James. Sometimes there's a number after it. And sometimes they'll use last names first, short names like Jones Bill or Jones Peter. And the thing that I found interesting because I do spiritual warfare is at least the ones that I had a lot of contact with, their numbers after their names had either 66 or 666 in them or double digits. There's something to that. Also, what I noticed on the Instagram pictures is, as I mentioned before, God pictures, Jesus pictures, a lot of teddy bears, hearts, flowers, roses are huge. A lot of these guys have pictures of, you know, posts about finding their true love or I hope that you have a blessed morning or have a good day with roses and hearts and teddy bears. And then usually one or two scriptural or spiritual posts as well. God, please keep me safe as a soldier. God, you know the struggles that I go through as a soldier. Please protect me. But roses, I noticed, they really stood out to me. Also, in these profiles, many, many of them are very handsome. In a lot of cases, they're very well built. They look like they're all roided up. Just very, very handsome, well-built, sexy-looking men. In a lot of the pictures, they're also very well-decorated soldiers. They'll be in their uniforms with lots of medals. Gosh, what else? Well, I noticed that some of them have pictures of them with kids. And then I'd say, you know, is that your child? Oh, no, that's my friend's child. I was just playing with her that day, spending some time with her. Animal, picture with an animal, maybe a dog or a cat, showing you their emotional side, trying to make you believe that they're this compassionate, sensitive soul. You know, the person that you've been searching for all your life. Here I am. I just happen to be in Afghanistan right now. And that was one thing that really struck me, because they don't post things like that. Real men, soldiers, they're not posting pictures of teddy bears and flowers and roses. They're posting pictures of outings on their free time with their guy friends, or maybe a picture of them, you know, in their uniform, places that they visited, you know, scenic pictures of places that they've traveled to. They're not out there posting pictures of roses and puppy dogs and flowers. So that's one thing that really stuck out to me that I think you should look for. Another thing is go through their friends list. A lot of times their friends are virtually all women. And what I noticed was distinctly a pattern. And what surprised me was that they either went for very, very beautiful looking women who seemed to be successful, but not only successful, they were in areas, their fields of expertise, their studies, their careers, their volunteer movements were all geared around charitable organizations, whether it be, in my case, because I do work for people that are homeless and veterans and elderly, and because I help children, people with anxiety issues. In some of the other profiles of the women that I looked at, they were heading ministries also, or they were heads of charitable organizations. So, you know, they're definitely looking for that type of person because they feel that that person would be most open to spending that money. Another thing that I noticed was that the other side of the spectrum of their friends list were people that looked to be very lonely, very sad. Typically, the age group that I saw was between maybe 30 and 60, 65. Some of them looked like very maternally, grandmotherly types. Some of them looked very, when I look at their eyes, very just lonely. They just looked like lonely, lost women. So again, the type of people that this type of person would prey on. Know that when they ask you for money, they'll have an account or something set up, or they'll have a way for you to, you know, buy this iTunes card and take a photo on it so they can get their money and run right away. And most of them have lots and lots of friends. One of the girls on my Facebook, when I posted about the show that I was recording, I don't actually know the person, but she chimed in with, a lot of times they'll have like sub-Saharan friends, fake universities. Those are also very good key points. Thank you for sharing that. Any information that we can glean to help keep people aware and safe, you know, be honest. I'd be happy to talk with you. I'm grateful for any information that anybody else has that they would like to share. One of the other things is, she mentioned the Fiverr site. I know that that's I don't engage in that one at all. It's not something that I want to do, but a lot of the foreign guys and the terrorist guys are on that site. It's not a site that I would even consider becoming a member of. Another thing is the most recent instance that I had, which was actually the smoothest guy that I talked to, because it took about a week and a half of engaging in conversation for him to ask me for money, is the social media site Hangouts. A lot of them use Hangouts. And when we talk to Jennifer later, she'll be able to tell you why a lot of them use Hangouts. Well, American soldiers use Hangouts because it's a secure way to talk to their wives or their girlfriends. If they want to have intimate conversations, if they want to be romantic long distance, if they want to talk about financial stuff, is a more secure way to do that. But a lot of the bad guys also use Hangouts because it's a way for them to communicate in a private setting. That conversation is primarily secure. And that's where we take a more dangerous turn. And I'll let Jennifer go into more of that in a little bit. But I just wanted to share also, pictures of helicopters. When they're in uniforms, they'll have like a helicopter in the background or maybe a fighter plane, something like that. Obviously, what these guys are doing is they're going around to real military guy sites and they're stealing their profiles. They're stealing their pictures to be able to build themselves these fake profiles. I find that so insulting to our American soldiers that truly are out there fighting to support our freedoms, to protect our country. that, you know, they may have a Facebook or a social media site, and you've got these criminals stealing and gleaning their information to develop their own personal page in order to scam American women. One of the things that, again, I want to emphasize is I noticed that they do target primarily Christian women. A lot of posts about God, a lot of posts about Jesus. One guy sent me a picture of a Bible because they feel that Christian women would be more empathetic to their needs, maybe, you know, be more charitable. But the thing that makes it most dangerous and the thing that really bothers me the most about this, and we'll talk about that with Jennifer also, is the fact that these guys are foreign. Some of them could possibly have terrorist ties. And so they're Islamic, right? They hate Christians. So to be able to engage in a conversation with a woman and fool her into thinking that they're an American citizen, a guy that's moral, a guy that's brave, a guy that's fighting for our country, if they're alone, possibly a partner that will protect them and take care of them, give them everything that they're looking for. To take advantage of somebody like that and have that person send money, send them an iTunes card, to be able to talk to their terrorist buddies in this country, that's the ultimate irony. It's the ultimate slap in the face. It's not only mocking us, but they're taking advantage of us and using our funds and our dollars to be able to support a cause that wants to annihilate us, you know, Christianity. They want us gone, right? So that really, really bothered me. But let's talk about this last guy that I started speaking to. He was much smoother than most. It took him about a week and a half, as I said earlier, to ask me for money. He started out very formally in his approach. His picture was of an older soldier, looked to be, you know, maybe mid-50s. He didn't start off romantically. He started off very formally, and he told me that he was a widow. That's another thing that you want to look for. A lot of these guys communicate very well in English, but if you know what to look for, there are warning signals that will go off. Proper English, widow is a woman, a female. If he were an American, he ought to know that the proper terminology to use as a male who lost his spouse would be a widower. That was one of the things that struck me right away. Another of the things that struck me right away that this could be a fake ID, fake profile, was he used the endearment dear almost from the beginning. Hi, dear. Hello, dear. That is typical if you've had any experience with foreigners. A lot of foreigners will call women dear. That was another thing that popped out at me. So we started engaging in conversation, and one of the first things that I asked him was, I'm very curious to know what soldiers feel about the current situation in the United States regarding immigration and our political policies. What do you think of our president? That was one of the first conversations that we had. Again, my radar was up, my antenna was up. I wanted to see how he'd respond to that. I wanted to see how much he would tell me. And he came back with, well, I think Trump's a nationalist and he's good for our country, but I think that his immigration policies, basically what he was trying to say was they weren't as maybe as forgiving as they could be. Red flag, for me at least, went up, because people that I know that served in the military that have actually been in the intelligence field, and that was another thing, this guy claimed to be in military intelligence, I don't think that they would take that point of view because they're fighting insurgents, they're fighting terrorists where they are. So they have a better idea what's going on underground than we do as far as how far-reaching the problems are in this country with that kind of thing, right? We can only ascertain what we glean from mainstream media, which is not accurate at all. Most of us know that. But they have a lot better inside line on what's really going on. And I don't feel that anybody that were really in that situation would have that point of view. He wouldn't share a lot about me personally speaking. He was very interested in knowing about my life. I did not at any point give him my location, any personal information, but I spoke in generalities. He seemed interested in what did I do as far as charitable causes. So I did. I talked to him about all of that. I was trying to draw him out. I asked him several times to tell me more about himself. At first he was hesitant, but then as I pushed him and the conversations continued, he did share with me the fact that he claimed to have a 19-year-old daughter. That's a setup for for later down the line. He's a widower with a 19-year-old daughter. See, he's setting the stage so that later on down the line, when he asked me for money, I would be empathetic to the fact, having children myself, that he has a daughter. So it's a very well thought out process. It's a very intricate web that they weave. One of the things that we talked about was emergency. He said that where he was, the ISIS had infiltrated their security system and their database. So contact was cut off for all soldiers. Soldiers could not talk to their families. So after he asked about my family, he switched to his daughter. Previously, he had told me that they didn't have a lot of contact, that all she wanted to do was drink, drug, and party all day with her friends. So he's setting the stage again. Then within a few paragraphs, he told me, it was the next day, I need to talk to my daughter. I'm really worried about her. I asked where she was. She's in New York City. I said, okay, well, if you're that worried about her, give me her number and I will call her and leave a message, because he had claimed that she wasn't answering her email. So I said, I'll call her. I'll leave a message and tell her, hey, this is somebody that's talking to your dad and he just wants to leave a message for you to please contact him by email because he's very, very concerned for your safety. And he said, well, I really appreciate that and you're very kind, but I'd like to talk to her myself. But with the communications being shut down here, I don't have any way to talk to her. Now, keep in mind that we initially had started contact on Instagram, and he pushed me repeatedly to join the Hangout site. Wasn't a member, had no intention of being on it for any length of time, but I'm like, okay, I'll bite. So I subscribed to the Hangout. He contacted me on there, and then our conversations after the first day or two went from Instagram right to Hangouts, and that's where we corresponded exclusively from that point on. So we were talking, and every once in a while, he'd get a little bit romantic, and I told him that I wasn't dating anybody, that I had no intentions of dating anybody, that I had had some very failed relationships, and that it would really take a special person that I trusted to be able to engage in a personal relationship. So I believe that's why he spent the extra time being cautious with me before he started asking me for money. He was trying to build my trust. Meanwhile, I was going through his friends list, his profile list, checking out him, see if I could find him on other social media sites, things like that. So it bought me some time as well, which worked out mutually beneficial. So yeah, supposedly there was no contact on base. And I said, well, Hangouts has a phone option, just like Facebook has a phone option. And when I've had buddies that are overseas, a lot of them talk to their girlfriends and friends right on Facebook. They were in dangerous situations. They were in areas of conflict. It didn't seem right to me that this guy had no communications outlet. So I asked him, well, why can't you just talk to her on social media if she's not answering your emails? We can't talk on social media. We can't use the phone on Hangouts. We're not allowed to. The only way that we can talk to our family is to do it through a phone card. So I'm like, okay, so I know that's a bunch of crap right there. So he asked me for, he said, how easy is it for you to get phone cards there? And I'm like, well, it's relatively easy. You know, they have them at most grocery stores now and then. Did you need something? And I'm thinking, here comes the hook. Sure enough. Well, I'm really worried about my daughter. And I said, well, you said that she's in New York City. Again, give me your phone number. I'll contact her for you. I'll leave a message on her phone to email you. I want to do it myself. I want to talk to her myself. If I can't contact her myself, and again, that's very kind of you, but if I can't contact her myself, then I'll give you her number and you can try her yourself. And I said, okay, so what does this involve here? And he says, well, I just use, he said, our base actually uses Apple. And so I would need an Apple iTunes card. So I'm thinking, all right, he's probably going to want me to go to the store and spend like $20 on an Apple card. So I said, all right, well, it was at nighttime. I said, I'll go down to the store tomorrow and check that out. But, you know, tell him to mail it to you. It's going to take a couple weeks to get to you on base. Waiting to see what he'd say. And he came back with, no, you don't need to do that. You just go to the store, buy the card, scratch off the back of the card, and then send me a picture and I can use it that way. I'm thinking, all right. So he's claiming that he needs to talk to a daughter. It'll be a 1 or 2 minute conversation. Who he told me does nothing but stay at her apartment and party. And I said, well, this guy's in military intelligence, right? So why can't he find out where his daughter is? Why can't he have somebody go to her house? Why can't he, in military intelligence, having so many connections, contact his daughter, find a way to contact his daughter? I know from talking to guys that are in the military that on the other end of the spectrum, if they're out in the field and they're on a mission and their families can't reach them, Red Cross sends somebody to reach out to that soldier. Red Cross provides somebody that goes to that soldier, finds that soldier, gets a hold of that soldier and says, look, your family's worried about you. You need to call home. Why can't it work that way on the other end of the spectrum? I mean, the guy's in military intelligence. Come on, Inspector Gadget. Why can't you find somebody that can contact your daughter? Show up at your daughter's doorstep, even. He's like, well, she travels a lot. I don't know where she is right now. That's why I'm worried. And I'm thinking, okay. Bottom line was this guy asked me for an iTunes card. And I said, all right, I'll go to the store tomorrow and see what they have. And he said, well, I need $200 on the iTunes card. And I said, really, you need $200 on the iTunes card? I said, why is that? Well, the way that the military system is set up here on base, you have to open an account, and it's a minimum of $200 to open that account. So I need a $200 iPhone card. You can ask at the store. They have $100 increments. Really? Isn't that interesting? I said, well, I said, you know, that's a lot of money. I don't really have $200. I said, why don't you do this? I said, since you don't want to give me your number, why don't you just Western Union me the $200? I'll get the card, and then I'll send you the picture. I mean, come on. The guy's a 52-year-old lieutenant, right? He's got no other family than his daughter. He claims to have a house in New York City. Obviously, he's pretty flush, and he's got pretty good salary coming in where he could afford that without a problem. My other thought was, if this were legitimate and he's in the service and he's got service buddies, right, why can't they get him an iTunes card if he's not able to? Because one of the questions, the first question I asked him was, why don't you just get the iTunes card at the kiosk? They don't have any. I said, really? They don't have iTunes cards, gift cards, at the PX? No, they don't have any here at all. And unfortunately, because of the fact that I'm a widow and my daughter is my only family, I don't have anybody to draw on to ask them from the state to send me these cards. That's why I thought of you. So I'm thinking to myself, all right, you're in the military, you're a lieutenant, you got buddies. None of your buddies can have their wives send you a card. Throw your buddy $200. Say, hey, while your wife's getting you a card, get me a card, if that's the case, if they're actually out of the PX, which I knew wasn't the case. I basically, at that point, I had pretty much all the information I needed to. It had been about a week and a half. I knew his game. I talked to Jennifer. She reinforced what I knew and then also gave me some extra information that I wasn't aware of regarding Hangouts. And I just terminated the conversation. I thought about going through his profiles and messaging these other women going, hey, heads up, you know, if you're sending this guy money, look out, he's a shark, he's not legit. But, you know, in speaking with Jennifer, she had a really good point. A lot of my work, because it's geared toward humanitarian efforts, I don't really have the time or energy to lend to that. So doing a show like this, I think, would be more beneficial. We can reach more people this way and get the word out more quickly and help a lot more. But there you go. So Jennifer, what do you have to say about all this?
Well, I mean, I agree with you. The veterans I've worked with do not ask for things. That's why the VA was able to get into the shape it got into, was because veterans don't complain. They do not complain, you know? So for me to hear a veteran is asking for $200, or, I mean, that's what their battle buddies. And I'm not saying veterans don't ask for things, but it is such a rare occurrence. And when it happens, it is to someone they trust immensely. You know, it is to someone that they have a relationship with. So definitely the Hangouts app, that's what most of our veterans do. If they do not want anyone listening to conversations about intimate personal issues, they will use Hangouts. Unfortunately, you know, that's who, those who have a bad motive, they use that app. They use apps like that as well to communicate with each other. And I know you had mentioned earlier something about the Muslim and Christianity thing. I'm a spiritual person. I'm not a religious person. So I don't have an issue with, I don't think this is a Muslim Christian thing. I mean, the guy who just did all the bombings in Austin, Texas was, I mean, look at his picture. Guy's not Muslim, but he could have used Hangouts to, you know, ask you for money to bomb places around Austin, Texas. So I don't think it's so much about you know, that. It's just about anyone with the intent to do harm to people in our country, and bottom line, you know, I mean, I don't want to say it's about people who are Muslim, because there's Muslim people who do not want to do that. I think it's just someone with an evil intent, and they're trying to manipulate and capitalize on women, Christian women, women who are animal activists, women who give to charities, like you mentioned, because they're profiling us. They are profiling us. And it shouldn't be a big shocker, because I believe Jesus mentioned, even when he was on this planet, there's wolves in sheep's clothing. I think he told the Pharisees, you're like, you know, whitewashed graves with dead men's bones inside. And I think that's what these people are. It bothers me terribly that they're posing as our military, because these are men I've signed up to start helping in the second half of my life. And I find that highly offensive. And the veterans I work with, I mean, stolen valor, you know, that's a big deal with our veterans, stolen valor. You know, do not say you are something you are not. Do not put that military cap on unless you are. If you're wearing a Navy cap, you better make sure you were in the military. So as much as our military takes offense at stolen valor, I take offense to this, because you're pretending to be a group of people the rest of us have such a soft spot for. You know, we're dealing with veterans. There's so many veterans issues out there. And that bothers me the most. And I don't care what color of skin or what religion is behind this stolen valor. To me, this is like a civilian stolen valor. You are pretending to be one of our men and women that the rest of us are working so very hard to help and lower that suicide rate. But they're doing it. So, Hangouts is a great way. It's a new app. It's like Skype. That would make it very difficult for anyone to trace their steps. And the veterans that I know that I work with, they don't ask. They really don't ask. Again, that's why the VA got to be in the shape it got to be. And no one's complaining. These guys don't complain. They are used to working in situations where they have nothing, and they thrive and they survive, you know, and they usually will help each other. So for someone to be, you know, asking you for money or phone cards or this or that, it's not the veterans. Those are not the veterans I know. Not that that some veterans couldn't do that, but the veterans that I know, they wouldn't do that. So just to be very careful to ask questions and really focus on yourself, like really focus on, if you want to help a veteran, volunteer. It's just so easy to whip out in social media today, you know, throw a $200 here, $100 there, because you don't have to do anything. You can still wake up, go to work, come home. You haven't really had to do anything. And I think that's the problem with our culture today, is we're just so tied to this social media. And if we're lonely, or, you know, we don't have interaction with other people, we jump on social media, and it bothers me that people take advantage of that, you know? And so I long for the time where we get away from that. And we go back to face to face, and we can see when someone needs help. We can see someone's face when they're distraught and they need something, as opposed to reaching out through a telephone or a text or social media. Yeah, that's my thoughts on it.
Yeah, let me correct myself. You know what? When I'm wrong, I don't have a problem admitting it. And that statement in the beginning seemed to be a little harsh, but I honestly feel the last guy, at least that I was corresponding with, that's what he was. Okay. And another reason that I think that is, he had all these God posts on his wall, but as we engaged in more deeper conversation, he actually came out and stated to me, I'm not religious at all. And one of the other things that he said to me, and I do think that he is somewhere in Syria, is because of the fact that when I talked to him about my humanitarian efforts, when he asked the kind of work that I did, what I did to help people, was he specifically said, I wish that you were here, because so many of our children here are suffering. So that was another key thing, at least for me, for this last guy, to feel that was, you know, kind of where he was coming from. That was his mindset. But absolutely not. I don't mean to discredit any race. I'm not a racial person as far as, you know, I love everybody. I try and help everybody from all different walks of life. But yeah, let me clarify that. Another thing that I noticed was interesting was, okay, so he told me I have to have the $200 to open the account. And then when I continued to question him, they don't have the cards at the PX, you can't talk. And I did actually mention Skype because I've talked to servicemen on Skype before. You know, you can't use Skype. You can't call out on Skype, Facebook, Hangouts. No, we can't do that. Down the line, he said to me, you can just send me a $100 gift card if that's all that you can afford. Well, you just told me that I'm the only person that you're contacting, the only person that you have contact with in the United States. You need $200, but now you're willing to accept $100. That's a grifter, right? They'll start off high and then they'll work their way down to get as whatever they can get from you.
If usually our veterans, that the veterans I deal with are veterans who want you to listen. They want to talk and they want you to hear them. They don't want you to judge them. They're not asking for things. So there's your first red flag. And then, you know, you have to distinguish between veterans who, people who are pretending to be veterans, which bothers me tremendously, especially if it could be the enemy. You know, if you could be possibly funding something that's tragically, terribly going to happen in this country to you or your family. That aside, there's a possibility it could be a veteran that's lonely and has a wife and is okay with an open relationship or wants to just talk, but be okay with that. Realize they're not, you know, you might not be the person they're coming home to. You just might be the person they're talking to until they get home. You know, so just understand that it's not possibly someone that might be coming home to you. I think as long as we can separate those two, you know, but mostly I think to this podcast is about those posing as our military that are taking advantage of the good giving spirit of most of our Christian women, most of our women in charities that have a willing and loving and giving heart. And then it bothers me, you know, that these could be people that use the money that they extort from women to then use it against, you know, our fellow Americans and their families. So I think that's my biggest concern right there. But a veteran usually that wants to reach out to you, they want to just talk. They just want you to listen and not judge them. They're not going to be asking you for things. They're just not. If they need something, they're going to ask friends and family that are close to them, because veterans, a big issue with veterans is their trust. So it's so odd that a veteran would just randomly reach out to you. They reach out to people that they know and they trust, because they don't trust. They trust the guy in the foxhole with them who's willing to give their life with them. So they're not just going to randomly reach out to strangers. You have to build a rapport with a veteran, and that takes a long time. So if someone just randomly just starts talking to you and engaging, and it's really good for a little bit, and then they start asking you for stuff, that is, there's your red flag right there, because veterans do not trust easily at all, at least the ones I've worked with, and I've been working with them for 5 years. I'm going back to school to have a career to build, to work with just our veterans, and that's just not a veteran thing to do. They don't trust. So, you know, usually they reach out to people they know, they're comfortable with, and I'm not saying a veteran wouldn't reach out to you. But if they do, they're going to talk a lot. And it's a lot of stuff about a lot of things you might not be, you might be comfortable with. It might be, you know, stories or just someone to talk to, but they're not asking you for anything. You know, at least that's my experience with the veterans.
Absolutely. And yes, there is that percentage of the serviceman that, and I've had personal experiences with that as well, where they do have a girl at every port and they are looking. Play, you know, there is a percentage of players, but for the most part, you know, I think a lot of these guys are just what you say. If they're legitimate, they're lonely, they're looking for somebody to talk to. Yeah, you've got the other percentage out there, but you could pretty well ascertain that too once you get in conversation with them. I did have some of these conversations turn to somewhat of a sexual nature, like, hey, can you send me a picture? Right. What are you doing right now? Right. What are you wearing? Right. How's your sex life? Things like that. Those are also, you know, that's another aspect of it. But I think primarily, for the most part, the legit guys are exactly what you said. They're just looking for somebody to talk to.
You know, and if they're lonely, and if they're lonely and you're lonely and you're talking or they want pictures or whatever, but they're not asking you for money or phone cards or anything like that. And then if you do engage in with a military service member like that, just be mindful to not set the house up thinking they're going to come home to you. That's all. But that's the case with anybody. That's just not military. That could be, you know, a broker, Wall Street broker, or a doctor. I mean, that's just anybody. I mean, you just have to understand the rules of the game. You know, it doesn't, if you're lonely, they're lonely, and you're helping each other, awesome. But don't count on possibly them coming home to you. And if you're okay with that,
don't get emotional feelings
about it. No, not at all.
Let them talk to you about what they want to talk to you about. And yeah, that's absolutely a fabulous point. Is a lot of these guys, at least the guys that I worked with, they don't want to talk to their wives about this kind of thing because they don't want their wives to see them in a lesser light, to know the horrific things that they've been through, to know that they maybe had to kill somebody they didn't want to kill. So to talk to you as a stranger, sometimes they can be more open and honest with you, get that emotional vent, have somebody to talk to, but that's the end of it. You know what I mean?
That's it. Do not set your, but that's an affair. Hang on, that's an affair. This is what we call an emotional affair. And an affair is a relationship where you're not going to get the person. You're not going to get, so do not set yourself up. So if you're okay with that, then that's great. That's awesome. They do need people to talk to. But there might not be that light at the end of the tunnel. They will be coming home to a spouse. They just will, you know. So as long as you're prepared and you understand that, I think my biggest concern isn't so much that, as it is these people pretending to be our military, asking you for donations and money that could be used ultimately to harm your fellow Americans. That's what bothers me more. Do not believe it. Do not believe it. To be in a relationship with a vet, if a vet's interested in you, you will have to listen to them for a very long time because they love to talk, and rightfully so. You know, they're not going to start asking for money. Maybe, if ever. I've never known. I just... You know, maybe to support a substance abuse problem. You know, I've had situations like that. But just protect yourself. And I just hate that they're preying on the kindness and the goodness of you know, Christian women, women who are activists, women who give to charity. And they're save that money, guys. Don't go through their friends and don't bother. Cut it off. Erase the app, cut it off, and go and volunteer where vets need you. If you are really interested in that, save that time and money. There are veterans, and there are community centers for veterans and donation places. That's how you help our vets. Don't do it this way. It's easy and it's convenient because you don't have to do anything. You're online. I'm lonely, so I can communicate. If they need something, I'll give it to them. No. It might take a little extra effort, but that's the problem with social media today. It makes everything easy. People pretend to be who they're not. So just take that extra money you were going to use to send this person and take it locally where you know it's going to help a vet out. Don't do that. Just get rid of it. Don't waste your time. Just don't waste your time.
Yeah. And see, what I find is women become engrossed in this sort of thing exactly for that relationship. They're looking for a romantic relationship. You know, the guy that's going to come and save them on a white horse. Typically, that doesn't happen anymore, folks, in the real life. Mm-hmm. And if a guy... The soldiers that I've talked to before, if they're legitimately looking for a relationship, they're going to be excited for their home time. That's another thing. They're going to be able to tell you, I should be home in April for 2 weeks. Right. I live in the state of Maine. Where are you? Things like that. They're going to look to establish a physical contact once they come back here if they're legitimate.
Right.
The guy with the money, with the iTunes card, when I said to him, hey, why can't you give Western Union me the $200? Well, I can do that when I get back into the country. Well, when you're coming back to the country, no answer, right?
No answer, exactly.
No. See, it doesn't work like that in the real world. Right. I mean, be realistic. If you want something relationship-wise, you know, you're probably not going to find it on this type of site. And as Jennifer so succinctly stated, a lot of times these soldiers, they're just looking to talk to you. That doesn't mean that they're looking for a romantic relationship.
Right.
If it turns suddenly sexual... And they're looking just for like porn pictures of you and stuff like that. Well, you know what? That's your call. If that's what you want.
That's your call. And that's just it. And they're
engaged in that, you know?
And that's just it. There are relationships.
I'm not a phone sex kind of person, but
But there are related, and that's okay too, but do not put your hopes up that this is, do not start posting on social media you found the love of your life.
So you're in a relationship person, and I found this
no,
guy. And
No.
On Facebook after 2 weeks with no. obviously a fake profile no. of a guy that's no. roided up, no. muscles, no. in a military shirt.
No.
This is the love of my life. He's going to come back home. We're going to be together. No. I'm like, are you kidding me?
No.
It's so obvious to me that this is not a real profile. Please
right.
be careful.
And so I would just suggest to the women to take care of yourself. Like, take care of your needs. Do not look for this other person to take care of your needs. If you are that desperate, take care of yourself first. Take care of yourself first. That's okay. Take care of yourself first. But if it's too good to be true and it's happening too quick, it's not going to happen. It's just, and if you can be there for them to listen, and if you are okay, if you want to send pictures or do that, but do not count on this person coming home to you. It's not going to happen. But if you're okay with that, I think it's just the rules of engagement here. The vets are always like, what are my ROEs? What are my ROEs? All right, what are the rules of engagement for these people you're dealing with? You know, as long as you both understand, this might not end up where you want it to end up. But focus on your, take care of yourself. Women, just take care of yourself, you know.
A legit guy is not going to fall in love with you in the space of a couple of days.
No, especially a veteran. They don't trust. Especially
a
veteran. They don't trust.
They don't trust easily. It takes months.
So,
years.
Years.
Yep.
Absolutely.
And I don't mean to make fun of people, too. Again, they're preying on lonely women. They're preying on people that
right.
want romantic relationships in some cases.
Absolutely.
I'm not picking on anybody. I'm just saying, use your head and be smart. And Jennifer put that very well also. You know, develop yourself. If you're happy
yes.
with who you are as a person, then mm-hmm. the right person will come to you when it's meant
right.
to be. But if you're lacking something and they sense that insecurity in you, they're like a bunch of wolves. They're going to go for
right.
that fake profile.
You're being profiled, but you're being profiled.
Exactly.
Now we
exactly.
all get upset. We all get upset when our credit score or when, you know, Target's broken, hacked, and everyone has access and we've been profiled. It bothers me when you can talk about wanting a lawnmower and then all of a sudden your phone just starts spitting out ads about lawnmowers. That bothers me. It's like, what are you doing? You're taking advantage of that. But this is what's happening. Some of us are being profiled. Don't let that happen. Don't be that person. Just be smart about it. That's all. If it's too good to be true, it's probably just that. Or it could just be someone wanting to talk to you. And we're in a culture where it's like, oh my God, if we're talking a lot and we're emotionally involved, it must mean we have to end up together. No, not necessarily. No, not at all. You know, maybe that's the gift you can give someone is no strings attached. I'll listen to you. I'll hear your stories. I can be there for you. But then that's it. We always want something in return for that. And we might not get, that's the ultimate gift of love is when you give to someone and you get nothing in return. But we want something in return. We always want something.
Anything
so,
for it. Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely. And these guys know that. They know what you're
yeah.
looking for. They know
mm-hmm.
what you're, they know what you're lacking. They're very good at reading personalities. They're very good at reading empathetic emotions. They see you're a lonely person in Illinois
right.
who, you know, maybe lost her husband or had bad relationships. That's the kind of person that this kind of fake profiler is looking for. Jennifer, thank you so much. I know
you're
that
welcome.
You need to go. I really appreciate your input. I think we really need to do a second show and bring
Absolutely.
On a victim to talk in her own words, and then also bring on a military guy to further emphasize how it works over there, how they communicate with their families, to lend
right.
more credence to what we're talking about today. But thanks again so much for coming on. I really appreciate having you, and I appreciate your input.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Jennifer is such a valuable asset to the cause for veterans. If you haven't listened to my interview with her on the Positude Powwow for Soldier's Heart, the organization that she volunteers with, please take the opportunity to listen to that interview. The work that that organization is doing with veterans with PTSD is just amazing, in my opinion. And I'm so thankful to know her and to be able to recognize her talents here again this evening on the show. So thank you again, Jennifer. I just wanted to touch a little bit more on the gentleman that I had the longest contact with. And there are a couple of things during the course of the interview that came to mind that I thought maybe would, you know, trigger or help some people. he did have the God post on Instagram about the soldier. And the thing that with me, I usually have a really good gut instinct and a very good sense of discernment. Not to say that I've never been wrong and that I never will be, but usually my gut is right in this type of situation. And the reason that I feel that he is of that type of religion is because when we got talking about what I really do, he did not at all know, I'm convinced, what spiritual warfare is. But when I told him that I was ordained in some of the work that I did, it sort of put him on guard, I think. The thing that I found interesting is that when he found out what I really do, all of a sudden he claimed to have no religion at all. Excuse me. So he didn't say, I'm a pagan, I'm an atheist. Most people have some idea of what they believe, whether it even be a scientific view and they believe in the Big Bang Theory. And most people would be more than happy to share their opinions of their religion or their faith, why they've come to believe in what they believe in, what their basis is for believing what they personally hold to be true. And this guy didn't do that at all. I asked him repeatedly, and he kept just saying, I have no religion. That struck me as very strange. And so in my mind, it almost, I can attribute it to that old saying, you know, me think that doth protest too much. It was kind of like that. It was like he was taking a giant step away from admitting to the fact that he was of any belief or of any religion. And my gut just, it just flipped. Not that I've never been wrong, but my intuition is usually pretty good. So the fact that he stepped so far back and didn't have a belief, he didn't have an opinion or a belief process formed one way or another, it just, that struck me as very strange, and it made my gut flip, I've got to be honest. And so that's another reason that I feel, I really do, that he was a part of that type of religious belief. While I do believe that we should show compassion for everyone, regardless of their beliefs, and we are supposed to show love toward our fellow man, I think that when it comes to that type of behavior, it's our job to try and stop those people from hurting others, to try and stop those people from, as Jennifer said earlier, potentially hurting our families, our American, fellow American citizens, our soldiers. And in my opinion, I think that's just as important as loving everyone and showing respect for everyone, is if you see someone doing something wrong, or you know that they're out to hurt other people, in order to be able to help protect others and to help to serve others, it's our duty to try and oust those people. One of the other things with the language barrier that jumped right out at me is, you know, he was, I think, getting ready to try and get romantic at one point, and he said, what are you doing right this moment? And I said, I'm playing with my pup. What is pup? My dog. You know, so again, there was definitely a language barrier there. He was good, but he wasn't as good as he thought he would be. So, Terry Peter, if you're listening to this show after my Instagram post about people like you and the host of others, I actually deleted them or blocked them, so I don't have all of their names anymore. But how do you like me now? You still think we're compatible? The info that you gave me about yourself obviously was very fraudulent. The information that I shared with you about myself was general. But the personal questions that I did answer in regards to the general area that I lived in, my family, things like that, I think it would be a safe bet for you to bank on the fact that the information that I shared with you in trying to draw you out and expose you was probably about as truthful as the information that you shared with me. One thing that I will tell you is that when I did tell you that I do believe God brings everybody together for a purpose, I think that's exactly what happened here in this case. I think that this was something that was meant for me to happen, opening up these social media sites. And it was something that was meant to have been brought to my attention so that I could learn more about it and hopefully teach people, women especially, some ways to be more aware of this type of situation. So yeah, I totally do believe that God brought us together for a reason, just not the reason that you had intended. If I were a different kind of person, I would actually encourage everybody on Instagram to go find old Terry Peter, go to his profile, and tell him what you think of him. You know, I actually don't think that that's a bad idea. I know that I shouldn't spend a lot of time and energy on going through his friends list and stuff like that, but, you know, I really think that these profiles need to be taken down, and he's probably got, oh, maybe a dozen of them. So if we can take them down one at a time, then that's that many less people that he can affect through that particular account. So anybody who's got some free time, time on their hands and wants to give old Terry Peter a shout and say, hey, bud, I know what you're up to, and they can close out that profile, I think that'd be a pretty cool thing. But that's up to you. That's your call. Thanks again, everybody, for listening. I hope that you enjoyed tonight's show. We will be working on a two-parter. There are a couple women that I'm going to approach, and Jennifer actually knows of somebody as well. I'm going to see if they'd be able, willing, to come on and share their horror stories with us. If it's something they don't feel uncomfortable with, I'm obviously not going to push them to do so. But if that happens, we'll do a whole nother show, a second part on this series. I pray that it does, because I think it would be even more informative, and it'd be really nice to hear from these women's mouths what they went through. And then, you know, bring on a soldier or two that I know, or a retired soldier that I know, and let them tell you again, just to reemphasize how they communicate with their families. I think that'd be a really cool one. Hopefully that works out. But thank you very much for listening. The music tonight, as always, was provided by my good buddy, Pat Carr. Check him out on SoundClick. dwcarmusic.com. Please give him a listen and support his albums. He's a wonderful guy, and I'm very, very blessed and thankful for him allowing me to play his music on my shows. Thanks, everybody. God bless, and have a good night. Bye-bye.